आप हैं SBS हिंदी के साथ।
दोस्तों, आप लोग बुशफायर का हाल देख ही रहे होंगे और चिंतित भी होंगे, तो जो सवाल आप लोगों के मन में हैं वे हमने सरकार से पूछे हैं उनके नुमाइंदे के जरिए। इस वक्त मेरे साथ मारनोआ से सांसद और आपदा प्रबंधन मंत्री डेविड लिटिल प्राउड हैं। मिनिस्टर लिटिल प्राउड, वेलकम टू SBS हिंदी।
थैंक्स फॉर हैविंग मी।
सर, कुड यू प्लीज अपडेट अस, व्हाट इज द लेटेस्ट ऑन बुश फायर? हाउ मेनी फायर्स आर स्टिल बर्निंग एंड व्हाट इज द अमाउंट ऑफ डैमेज?
Look, obviously, we're down to three very active fires that are above at watch and alert level. And obviously, there's been an abatement in the weather that's given us a window of opportunity now to get bigger containment lines. But there is a change in the weather at the end of the week that will again concern us about these fires flaring up again. The only way that these fires at such a big size will be able to put out is from rain, and a lot of rain. So obviously, until we get that rain event, we just ask people to be vigilant. They need to have a fire plan in place and act on it. And if someone from emergency management asks them to do something, they should do it. These men and women are giving themselves up to protect us and to protect our property. So we're not out of the woods yet, but there has been an easing of conditions over the last 24 hours that does give us a window of opportunity to try and make sure that the next push, if it comes, can be contained as best we can.
But as people ask us again and again, it's been months, why we have not been able to contain the fire yet?
Basically, the catastrophic conditions that have been in place, when they get to that level, there's nothing humanly possible to be done to be able to stop them. It's really about containment, and that's what our fire professionals have done so well. They've been able to contain it, and that's been through their management. But obviously, when you get conditions that are outside what is humanly possible, it makes it very difficult. And that's why now, when there's an abatement in the weather, they try and undertake measures to reduce the impacts if it was to flare again.
But there have been allegations on your government that your government's response was too little and too late.
Well, that's wrong. So the operational management of firefighting falls with the states. And so they operate the firefighters and the trucks, and they've done an exceptional job. Every state, whether it started up in Queensland or right away across, have done an exceptional job of being able to fight these fires. Where the federal government comes in is we provide them support when they ask for it from the Defence Force. And now since the start of this fire season in September, I've approved nearly 50 tasking requests of the Australian Defence Force, whether that be for logistics, whether that be for surveillance, or whether it be for choppers to come in and to pick someone out of a dangerous situation. We have approved literally within minutes. So obviously when the states ask us for something, that's when we provide it. So the states hold operational management and they've done an exceptional job. Every time they've asked for something from the federal government, they've gotten it.
But do you think we should have a long-term planning, a long-term strategy in place now?
We do, and that's why we allow the fire commissioners from around the country to determine that. We don't allow commentators from the side tell us how to run the fires. The reality is the fire commissioners come together through a peak body called AFAC, and they meet and they plan meticulously many, many months in advance. The planning for this season was done well in advance of when the fire started in September. The fire commissioners warned that this season would start earlier, it'd be protracted and it'd be severe. So they planned meticulously, they had the resources there to be able to fight these fires when it was required. So each year after the bushfire season, the commissioners meet again and they plan around what the next season will be so that we are prepared and ready.
Could you please explain this bushfire recovery agency and this $2 billion grant?
Yeah, so at the moment we have a partnership with the states where we both fund Category A, B and C recovery payments, and that's personal payments to people impacted. That's around community assets being rebuilt. It's about grants to helping businesses get up on their feet. What we are saying is we'll continue to work with the states on that, but the extra money that will be required for the recovery of key infrastructure and supporting individuals who have been severely impacted this, we will pay it. We won't ask the states. They've done a lot in terms of fighting these fires, but we will now take the heavy lifting on that, and there's $2 billion. Will be out there to run out into these communities to help them recover it. And Andrew Colvin, the former Australian Federal Police Commissioner, will lead that agency. and that's about making sure there's not a Canberra recovery. It's a local recovery where we get locals to have input into this, and we'll particularly through local government, and we'll be making some announcements in the first tranche of that money rolling out very soon.
Minister, do you feel there's a need to change the federal policies on climate change now?
Well, we've took a policy quite clearly to the Australian people that supported it. We've made an international commitment to reduce our emissions. We're the only one of the very few nations, I should say, that had meet and beaten our Kyoto targets. And what we've said is we've got a strong track record, and we'll do the same again with Paris. But we need the rest of the world to come with us as well. We've all got a mutual obligation in this. We're a global community, and we have to act as a global community. So we need every nation that is part of this society to put their hand up and do the heavy lifting with us. We're 1.3% of emissions, but we're not going to run away from that. We're going to say we've got some heavy lifting to do, and we'll do it. And so you'll see that we'll make those commitments, and we're going to live up to it as we did with Kyoto.
There's an overwhelming response from the migrant communities. They are overwhelmed by this calamity, and they really wanted to contribute. They want to help. How can these communities help the affected one?
Yeah, look, and we really do thank the multicultural community for what they are doing out there at a local level and more broadly. Andrew Colvin, who will run this agency, is the best mechanism in which to get the best bang for buck. We're making sure that all the charities come together and can coordinate and collaborate and make sure that we are getting the money where it needs to be, and that if you donate, you get value for what you're giving, and it gets to on the ground. So the agency, which has just been stood up yesterday, will now have that charge, and will work with the charities to be able to get that money out. So I'd ask people to keep an eye out. The website will be going up very soon, where it gives clear directions of those charities to be able to go and support, so that you know that your money will get to where it's needed.
Well, thank you so much for sparing time, Minister Littleproud.
Anytime. Great to be with you. Thanks for your support.
आपके विचार हमें बताएं। SBS हिंदी को फेसबुक पर लाइक करें और @SBS हिंदी को ट्विटर पर फॉलो करें।